brings out the flavor.
Every Wednesday here on Indie, it's the Johnny Athens Variety Hour.
Right here on this stage, it's probably the world's greatest concentration of sinners in any one spot.
You got to be good or bad as the devil.
Let's try it one more once.
Indy 101.5, welcome to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Back for another exciting show, and I'm excited to be here once again. Glad everyone could tune in. Pleasure to see you. Hope everyone's doing well. You're looking so good this week. I don't know what you did. You do something different? Maybe a haircut? Maybe a new shirt? Looks good. Looks good on you. And I'm glad people still, you know, put effort. And it's great to be here. Good show. And we've got a lot of great music, as usual, for you. And it is a special June 22nd today. And we have some things in the news that are a little unique that I found. One is about this kind of cheese from the Himalayas that apparently provides a great source of protein, I guess developed because of the cold mountainous regions. It's not very fertile, right? So it's this cheese called durka, and it's made from the milk of yaks, or chari, which is a yak-cow cross. And it can be cured to be soft or hard. It is the hard version that's the most unusual, though, as it is so hard that before biting into it, people must keep in their mouths to soften it up. So you gotta take like a little, it's like those really hard candies, that but they're like soft after you suck them for a while. It's like this cheese. So it can take a couple of hours to eat a piece of this cheese in this way, but there is no loss in the flavor. So imagine that. You just take a hammer to a block of cheese, get a bunch of bits, and then you got your snack to eat throughout the day. And with so much protein, you probably don't have to eat anything else. I'm a big cheese guy. I really enjoy cheese in any way that I could get. I'd love to try this. I'm not sure I've ever had yak cheese. I'm sure that alone would be interesting. I wonder if the soft version is as oddly soft as the hard version. Like, the hard version is so hard, the soft one's probably basically a liquid, you know. In other words, you know, north of the Himalayas, a Russian woman is not able to leave her pet husky at home. She goes to work in a mall, but when she leaves her dog in the apartment, the neighbors complain that it howls all day. So she dresses him up in a blue sweater and takes him to work, leaving him on the sidewalk outside the mall. A homemade sign explains the situations to passersby. She spends her lunch hours and breaks with the pet, but she won't give his real name, so the press has dubbed him a Russian Hachiko. The husky seems happy to be waiting outside. He gets greeted by shoppers all day long, so I guess he was just a bit jealous that she got to go out every day for 8 hours and he got bummed around doing the house chores. But of course, at home is where the heart is, and I'm sure they have lovely nights eating dog kibble and yak cheese together. We have a great show for you this hour. I'm glad to be here. We got a lot of great music. Queen Kong, Joe Pass, Arian Resicott. But first, we'll start off with Duke Ellington, Rhapsody in Blue on Indy 101.5. Thank you.
Thank you.
Indy 115, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. I hope you've been enjoying us so far. We had a bit of Queen Kong there with Bathema, Joe Pass with Joe Blues, and before that, Duke Ellington with the classic Rhapsody in Blue. Of course, the Duke Ellington Orchestra doing what they do best and interpreting songs to an incredible degree of ability. And I guess a second bonus is that they shortened down the original Rhapsody in Blue by, I don't know, 24 minutes. So it does help, I guess, if you're on a budget. And I have another album here that is another just really talented, but not reinterpretations. These are all original tracks. It's from Arian Racicot from her new album Envolé, which came out earlier this year, with a very talented group of folks, Antoine Rochefort, Guillaume Picard, and Martin Plante. It's a great album that I've really enjoyed listening to since it came out earlier this year. And it's just, it's very heart-filled, you know, it's people enjoying music and just producing it, and it's very well put together. It's good music of a very high quality degree. I mean, Arian has been considered a genre-bending jazz pianist compared to folks like Chick Corea, Keith Jarrett, Tigran Hamasyan. And you can hear influence, too, in her work. I guess that's where the genre-bending comes in, of other musicians from other genres, such as metal bands or classical music. And that's just what jazz is. It's about getting all those different things and putting them together. Or maybe not, you know. It's so open. You can really do anything you want. And as a result, in the final product of Envolé, her album, it shows that it's a very deeply personal project, you know. It's counting off of years of music in her life and her own personal transition in taste and experience. I mean, the title, Envolé, which means take off, invokes her passion for music, her need for expression, and it appropriately titled for a debut album. And I hope her career does take off. She's got a very big subscriber base on YouTube, and I imagine her other social medias are the same. And it's a great album. Definitely check it out if you enjoy what we'll play for you. We'll play Crepuscule from Envolé by Arian Racicot right here on Indy 115. Thank you. Indie 115, you're listening to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was Greg Amaralt with Embraceable You. Before that, we had Ariane Resicott with Crepuscule from her album Envolé. Two different songs that show two different styles of jazz. But once again, there's some bridges there, right? We can see a similarity. We know these are both part of this same genre. A safe bet when you're listening to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. As long as it's good music, it's going to be on here. In fact, I'd say the station never misses. Up next, we have Jerry Mulligan with Chet Baker in a live performance of My Funny Valentine. Two legends on the stage right here on Indie 101.5. Thank you. Indie 1015. That was Carl Silveira from A Porta Aperta with Trip the Light. Fantastic. A nice little tune there here on the station. And that's about it for me this week on Indie. It's been a pleasure again to be back and do the show as we do. Great to be with you once again. I hope you enjoyed. If you did, check out our social medias, Johnny.Athens on Instagram and Johnny Athens Entertainment on Facebook. Like the page, give a follow, whatever you want to do. Sometimes there's information about the articles we talk about or shows or little live things I do occasionally. So it's just a great hub to be in touch. Check out what's going on. You can also just follow the Indie 115 pages as well, Instagram, Facebook, wherever the website as well. You can always listen online if you're not doing so right now. So you can really listen to radio now wherever you are. You're not confined to the car or your little radio set. You can get it on your phone. I've actually known people that listen to it through their smartwatch. They're able to connect and then they have their earphones or headphones, whatever, their Bluetooth headphones, and then they just listen to the radio that way when they're out for bike rides or on the bus or something. So there you have it. Many ways to go about the modern world, and perhaps we'll take a bigger look at that some other time. But for now, that's all from me here on the station. I thank you so much for listening, tuning in. And for those of you who didn't, it's the thought that counts. So without further ado, I wish you farewell and good night. Take care from everyone here at Indie 115.
CIOI, but our friends call us Indy 101.5. Live from Hamilton.
Ziggy played guitar, jamming good with Webb and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars. They played it left-handed.